USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is pleased with the findings of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russia's interference in the 2016 election.
There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
The report, summarized for congressional leaders by Attorney General William Barr, reads, the investigation did not establish that the members of the Trump campaign conspired with the Russian government. As to obstruction of justice, Barr writes, quote, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, but also does not exonerate him. Democrats are insisting on seeing Mueller's entire report, and House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler is calling on the Attorney General to testify. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Syrian fighters continue to clear explosives in the last area taken from the Islamic State. John Clemens reports.
Victory celebrations were held in Baghouz, Syria, amid concerns that ISIS will continue to pose a threat to not only the people in the region, but in the wider world. U.S. State Department Deputy Special Envoy to Syria, William Robach, pledged continued U.S. support for the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces.
It delivers a crushing strategic blow and underscores the unwavering commitment of our local partners and the global coalition to defeat ISIS.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand officially kicked off her bid for the Democratic presidential nomination with a speech in front of the Trump International Hotel.
Look up at that tower, a shrine to greed, division, and vanity. Now look around you. The greater strength by far is ours.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An iconic American lawyer is returning to a TV courtroom, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
No, Mr. Nichols, you didn't kill Thompson, but you did, Mr. Wells.
Yes! Yes, I killed Ned Thompson! I killed him!
The legal drama was must-see TV from 1957 through 66. Revived in the 1980s on NBC, the original, which ran on CBS, made actor Raymond Burr an international star. Now the Hollywood Reporter says HBO is going to air a limited Perry Mason series starring Matthew Reese as Perry Mason. Robert Downey Jr. is to be executive producer. Downey was going to star in a 2016 feature film as the attorney, but that project never materialized. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A spooky horror film is tops at the box office this weekend. The movie Us, starring Jordan Peele, grossed $70 million. Captain Marvel is number two at $35 million. The animated feature Wonder Park is at $9 million this weekend. Just under that, the romantic comedy 5 Feet Apart is at $8.8 million. And slipping down to number five, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World at $6.5 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.